Hello, welcome to Dailies for Friday, March 10th, 2017. It's still minus 21. It feels like minus 31. I think that's exactly what it was yesterday when I recorded. Feels like minus 31 with the wind chill, which was what? Minus 21 Fs, I think is what we said yesterday. But this is not a weather podcast. This episode of Dailies is brought to you by FeedPress. Visit feed.press/dailies today to try them out for 14 days. No commitments, no worries. Free trial, and you use promo code Dailies during your checkout to get 10% off your first year of hosting, and also by Patreon supporters, possibly like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts and what we do here at Good Stuff a little more directly. All the dollars that you have submitted, sent in, handed over under threat of nothing go into supporting Good Stuff, the fees and stuff that we for hosting and all that kind of thing, and then as well as future plans You can't really see me holding my hands in a Mr. Burns kind of cackle. Future plans for Good Stuff. Excellent. All right. I would just want to record a quick follow-up almost episode of from yesterday, because I left it kind of like mad at U2. And not that I'm worried there, or maybe U2's management or record company or whatever, the financial department, because I was reacting to them posting news about their 30th anniversary Joshua Tree sets and all that kind of stuff, and being a little bit expensive and kind of disappointed that people who just want the music don't necessarily need all the packaging, because they're not collectors or for whatever reason don't want all that. There wasn't really a way to get all the extra music. And it looks like now they have put out a version that'll be a digital version. You can pre-order it on iTunes. Link is in the show notes, goodstuff.fm/dailyish/202. If you want to follow the link and help me get rich, or maybe pay for one song on the track listing. Anyways, it has the main thing that I was kind of like looking at and hoping to be able to find without having to. I knew that like the U2 fan community, if I put out a call and said, hey, anybody leave the files anywhere by chance or whatever, that, you know, things like that happen, obviously. But no, I was wanting to buy it legally and have it as part of my own collection, digital collection anyways. And it looks like it's got a lot of all the 2017 remixes and live versions, that kind of stuff that you wouldn't otherwise get. So I'm excited. It's $24.99, comes out June 2nd as well, just like the hard copy or whatever. And so I can participate along with everybody else legally and not risk Bono sending the police after me. We did record a brief, we call them B-sides, discussion of the actual, U2 had a live event on Facebook yesterday that we kind of just recapped of sorts and talked about. And funny enough, like live streaming is a thing that I love and I think is so, I don't know why, I just think it's so cool and really dig. And I'm working on a blog post just for my Lemon production site on just the various services out there that you can either services like YouTube and Twitch and things like that, where you can stream to, but also the various apps and things that are out there to stream from your computer to those services. And there's a million of them. And every time I talk about one with somebody, then they tell me about one other one that they found. And it's crazy. And there's a lot of obviously venture capital money interested in this area, because there's services that are like doing this thing for free that was previously like $500, just hoping to like build a platform big enough that YouTube or Twitch will buy them out and then everybody gets rich who built the platform. So, and I just accidentally hit the space bar to stop recording. So anyways, the platforms are neat. The software is really cool. For some reason that really hits some sort of nerd geek bone in my body, that the idea of being able to stream what I'm doing on my computer out to the world and all that kind of stuff. These are all really cool. I forget why I was saying, oh yeah, you too. So they have the same thing. They're doing Facebook Live. And so they have, you know, some techies, and you can hear there's about 15 minutes that has since been edited out of them setting this up, tech persons, and talking about how they'll mic who the mic and who's going to mic what and how it's going to work and all that kind of stuff. And somebody forgot to turn off the live audio stream from the mics in the room to the folks on Facebook. It was supposed to be just a record spinning, you know, the new Joshua Tree record spinning, you know, coming soon or whatever, starting shortly, banner kind of image. And yeah, so you get to hear a bit of the behind the scenes stuff going on. Nothing all that interesting, really. But then when they actually started the live stream as well, they had a 3-camera setup, I think it was, and audio was switching, audio levels and audio quality was switching each time they switched the cameras. And camera quality was kind of sketchy, and they had some live video questions as part of it, from one from Chris Rock and one from Chris Martin. Obviously, Chris was a popular name, as well as a fan question that way, and they answered a bunch of other text questions. But yeah, if a band like U2 can't quite figure out how to, and their tech that they can hire, presumably they have the funds to hire a decent crew, you would think. If they can't figure it out, I guess, what chance do the rest of us have? So it was kind of encouraging in a way, in a weird way, to see that even they stumble and fall at some of this kind of stuff, despite putting on this massive scale live show that they're able to, you know, move around the world basically in 2 nights. Sometimes they stumble on the small stuff. And so we'll see. Maybe, I don't know if that means, I could see, on the one hand, I could see Larry, the drummer, who's a bit of a stickler for some of that stuff, could see him pointing to this and saying, look, it failed. It wasn't good, wasn't polished. Let's never do that again. Whereas a lot of the fans are saying, hey, that was kind of cool, even though, you know, there's some technical issues. You know, it's not that hard to do. Just, you don't even need the whole production. Just grab someone with a camera or a phone, turn on Facebook Live and do it that way as well. It would be just as good, if not better, because it feels like then you're not trying to be, you know, studio level quality stuff. So my message is, if you're going to be trying this stuff, test out beforehand. They clearly didn't do any sort of testing of the equipment or the setup. And then also go for low quality, lo-fi, simple, keep it simple, stupid, keep it easy. Use just a phone on a tripod or something like that, so that the people who are watching don't also sort of expect it to be super high quality. They understand that you're using just your phone, you're doing it live, and it's kind of like it's happening right now, and even though it's been scheduled for weeks in advance and all that kind of stuff. So you can watch that over at facebook.com/U2. I'll put a link in the show notes as well to that. All right. Hope you have a good Friday. Hope you have a good weekend wherever you are in the world, and the weather is warmer than minus 21 Fs or minus 31 Cs. Thanks for listening. Again, thank you for your support, patreon.com/iChris. I link to there's a subreddit where a few folks post comments occasionally, mainly one, sometimes two now. So if you have follow-up questions or comments on the episode, feel free to follow that link and post one, or else you can tweet at me on Twitter. I'm iChris on Twitter. And if you're a Patreon supporter, of course, in the Patreon Dailyish Slack channel, welcome to meet us there. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.